from them after our delightful little chat with them. That live track from the Fours was Alone with Someone New off their album Running from the Past. And again, they are going to be performing at PA's Lounge as part of the IPO Festival this Saturday evening. They're on at 11:15 p.m., so you should probably get there before that. It is sure to be a fantastic show. It is 10 p.m. You are listening to Do. You are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I have Miss Suze with me. Hello.
Greetings.
So Suze has selected a variety of local songs that perhaps we have not heard for a while.
She may be saying something that it's called the 90s.
The 90s are coming. I'm just telling you.
They happened earlier. Although this next one is not from the 90s. In fact, it's from 2016,
It's a pretty brand new kind of song.
It is.
Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, the title track off Come Black Magic, which is a delight on their label Wire Forest. And then we're going to be deep diving into the 90s, as far as I understand.
There's going to be some 90s. It's going to be in and out. There's going to be 90s. There's going to be mid-2000s. There's going to be last year. It's all over the place.
Hold on to your flannel.
There's a theme, generally speaking. Awesomeness. Goddamn delightfulness.
Yes. And as someone said previously, earlier tonight, we certainly do need friends and music in times like this. So we are delighted to be able to bring you some friendship and some music. And right up here, we're going to be bringing you some Black Magic. This is Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys on WMFO Medford. This song is Come Black Magic.
Rise up.
The girl just there from Loveless back in the day. We started off that set with Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, Come Black Magic, off the album of the same title. We have a very special guest in the studio. I know that you know that Suze has been with me for the evening, but we have just been joined by Rish Green.
Hello.
Hello.
So nice to be here.
So nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And I understand that you were out at Atwood's last night.
I was, it was, I guess it was the best place to be, is among good friends.
Absolutely.
Watching good music, and I wish things had gone otherwise.
Yeah.
As I'm sure we all do, but what are you going to do? Here
yeah,
we are. At least
exactly.
We were together.
Exactly, exactly. It sounded like the perfect, if you were going to be out and about, that was the place to be.
Yep.
The added bonus of all women musicians.
Yes.
Playing songs.
Yeah.
It's quite lovely.
Mm.
Yeah.
There was a couple of dudes up there.
The band. Yeah, the backing band.
Yes, indeed. But I get what you're saying. Absolutely. Everybody coming together.
Now, you're playing, the Lights Out are playing, I should say, a show at sort of an unusual venue this weekend.
Right. So this weekend we are at Brooklyn Boulder's Climbing Gym, which is awesome. I'm a little bit astonished at it myself, but here we are, you know. So it's a climbing gym, but they have shows there sometimes, and they team up with their neighbor, which is Aeronaut Breweries, and we have teamed up with them as well. So we're playing this show, and we're releasing our record on this beer this Saturday at Brooklyn Boulders, and I can't wait to see what it's going to be like. I'm not really sure what to expect, except a good time.
Well, and you guys you've been breaking a number of, I don't know that I'd say barriers exactly, but you've been participating in some pretty cutting-edge stuff as far as, I know that the Lights Out have changed, have sort of morphed over the past few years. There was kind of this mystery recipe kind of feeling about that time that you guys were spending in the proverbial woodshed.
Yeah, right. Well, we did kind of go away for a little while, but we didn't go away from each other. We just kind of dropped out of sight for a while because, well, you know, if anybody doesn't know, we kind of have this light up. We wear goggles and our guitars light up and they all go in sync with the music. Excuse me. And it makes for quite a show, actually. We are the Lights Out, but you got to turn the lights out to see us. And we effectively become our own light show wherever we are.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's actually quite an experience live. I wish I could see us.
I can understand that sentiment. I imagine I would feel the same way.
Yeah.
And you're releasing an album on the beer. Now, that might have been something that might have slipped past people's ears had they not been, if they haven't seen the beer in question sort of understood what the concept is and how that all works.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So we're working with Aeronaut to be the first band, as far as we know, to ever release a record on a beer can, a studio record on a beer can. And this beer is called Trip, and it is an Imperial IPA. I hope I got that right. I'm going to get nailed to the wall by the beer aficionados in the band if I didn't, but that's my best shot at it. I know that we were very happy to report that this beer is indeed delicious. It's 7.5% alcohol and very drinkable and smooth, and I'm happy to just be a part of it. And actually, really the cooler format than vinyl, even, you know what I mean? Like the record sounds really good chilled to about 35. You know what I mean?
So logistically, I feel about 84 years old about this, because I'm trying to imagine logistically how it works. Is it downloadable to a phone, another listening device?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Well, for a limited time, it's going to be available on the beer can. There's a download code. You got to get the beer, and you drink the beer and take the trip.
That's amazing.
With us, yeah. So we wanted to find a way. I'm going to have to just give Adam, you know, our amazing, hard-working, effective genius branding placement brainchild. He just kind of sherped us up this mountain and said, this is the thing, and found Aeronaut, who is like really right on it in terms of our, you know, there's a lot of playing with the idea of parallel realities and viewing each of our songs as maybe a different facet of a different universe, you know. Which it very well could be. Actually, yeah. We're here to report back that it is.
Facets of a different universe. And you can catch a glimpse of this universe, obviously, at Brooklyn Boulders this weekend, this Saturday evening?
Saturday night, yes. We will be taking the stage around 9:30, I believe, but the doors are at 8. There will be a tasting of Intergalactic Trip. We're just calling it Trip for short, which is also the name of the record. We're so excited to share it with everybody. It's going to be more than your regular rock show. If you're going out to see a local show, you are not going to see this. And hopefully, you know, you like the music as well.
Yeah, it's a whole experience. It's a very, very cool concept. It's actually a collection of very cool concepts. You can catch a glimpse of what that beer can looks like, what the album looks like, what the album sounds like, at thelightsout.com, your website, where people can also download your music, track down hard copies of your music, understand a little bit more about you guys, view the videos that you've put together over the years.
Mm. Well, not as many as we should have, but I think more and more now that the visual component of things has taken more of a front seat. So we'll see. We certainly find the cell phones pointed at us when we play now, you know.
No, absolutely. It is quite a performance, quite a show. Yeah. And just to clarify for folks who are unfamiliar with Brooklyn Boulders is in Somerville, Massachusetts. I believe it's just outside of Porter Square. I have not been there yet, but I feel like a rock show is the perfect time to make your first visit if you haven't been there for actual rock climbing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Well, we're going to climb a rock of a different sort, you know?
I love it. Now, did you want to chat a little bit about the song that we're going to play?
Sure. Well, so this is, I think, the second song we ultimately put it in slot two, you know, like the lineup and the batting order. This one's called The Last American Virgin, and, you know, hope you like it.
The Last American Virgin from The Lights Out. Rish, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's so nice to be here.
And we're just really excited to see your performance at Brooklyn Boulders on Saturday night. Beautiful.
But down to the level, you can do it for me. I guess you're not the one.
You're the last American. You're the last American virgin.
It's alright to be wrong. You're not done. But I guess you're not the one.
You're the last American.
Now it's gone. So be strong and move on. I guess you're not the one.
You're the last American. You're the last American.
It's alright to be wrong. You're not done. But I guess you're not the one.
You're the last American.
You're the last of an all I've
killed it yet again. The Lights Out. That's amazing. off your new album, new release,
I should say. Called Trip Album. Sure, it's a collection of songs, right?
But it's a collection of songs that people can obtain by purchasing a can of beer downloading it.
Aeronaut Trip and download off the side, and then you go to... you just do what the can tells you to do. You got to do what the can tells you to do.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Yeah. When has that ever steered you wrong, right?
Exactly. What could go wrong? That's perfect. So that song, The Last American Virgin, that's track two off that new album, Trip, T-R-I-P. Does that stand for a thing?
It does, actually. How did you suss me out? That's The Reckonings in Pan-Dimensionality, which is the song where I was just going to set up a little bit before we play next, because, you know, part of what happened was we kind of became sensitized to the reality of parallel, you know, options and universes as the reality in which we're all living, you know. And so we're kind of exploring that concept, and each of the songs on the record really can be thought of as just going down a different universe's road where that actually happened. You know, you're imagining a thing and you're kind of, in fact, in contact with a thing that's really happening out there somewhere else, you know. I don't know if you know.
No. I mean, it's just especially today being the day that it is, and yesterday being the day that that was.
This is quite appropriate. I feel like we're in bizarro world. I'm sure we all do, you know. But we'll do the best we can now, and like keep fighting the good fight for the things we believe in.
Exactly. In this particular time space continuum.
In this reality in which we find ourselves, but we are splitting all the time. You know, this is sort of like. Mark Everett, Dr. Hugh Everett. Mark Everett's the guy from the Eels, right? And his father, Dr. Hugh Everett, posited this many worlds interpretation of quantum physics just very briefly. And all that means is that, you know, when you get down there and fuzzy electrons can be in more than one place at the same time, and, you know, therefore it kind of stands to reason that it may be that we're always kind of splitting, like you just interrupted me just now in a parallel reality, or whatever your impulse was that you put down, you said that, and I just dropped dead right now from a freak accident in one, and you know, all these things are going on and splitting off all the time. It's anyway, this next song's sort of like trying to tackle that in a few lines, and this one is called Trip, which is the first track on the record. Ask Rich to tell the story of how we accidentally stole booze from our fans.
Oh!
Yeah, that was an accident, actually.
We're getting textual
yeah,
guidance.
Yeah, I like that. I like backup.
From a parallel universe.
Yes, coming through from a parallel reality. That's right. We just played this lovely Rivendell oasis of a music festival called the Dewey Beach Music Festival for, I think, maybe the fifth time now, and it's always a great time down there. And last year, we ran into these guys and wound up drinking with them afterwards. And this year, we ran into the same guys, and they went back and got a bottle of, I don't know, pumpkin spice, horrible, you know, and we, you know, and then said, hang on, we'll be whatever. And we walked around the corner, lost them, accidentally stole their booze from them. And we are sorry, you guys. And I guess if we get back into the Dewey Beach Festival, we'll make good on your pumpkin spice horrible.
Did you drink it, though?
We left it for the maid, actually.
Oh, you paid it forward.
We paid it forward, yes. Along with cash. Always cash.
See,
always cash tip.
Very nice.
Yes.
So even in this parallel reality, there's kindness. There's the kindness coming through.
Well, I hope that we can find it within ourselves to carry that forward anyway, and I think we will. Everybody's been pretty chill and cool today, in my experience. I don't know how your day's been. In terms of everyone around you and how the world has been, but I got up and went to work, and like, you know, everything's still kind of normal, actually.
Yeah, I feel like there's been sort of it's interesting. I feel like the edges of my spectrum of my day have pulled out a little bit into slightly more slightly grumpier experiences, and then a lot of people being very pleased about being kind and, you know, wanting to take that extra moment to to pay a kindness and have a short conversation. So it's I'm leaning that way.
Yeah.
I'm leaning in that direction. That's where I'm headed. That's the trip I'm on, I guess.
Excellent. That is the trip to be on.
And one more time, the TRIP is...
The Reckonings in Pandimensionality, right?
Love it.
Everything's splitting all the time, man.
Woo! and you're going to want to split out and check out The Lights Out.
Thank you.
On Saturday night over at Brooklyn Boulders, which, despite the name, is located in Somerville, Massachusetts. And it'll be quite the happening. You'll be able to drink beer and get music from the beer, and not just in your head, but in your hot little hands and on your listening device.
And in your gullet.
In your gullet. This right here, The Lights Out with Trip, off their album of the same name.
We'll be right back. can happen here as well. So get ready for the reckoning, and the reckoning, and the reckoning. Are you ready for the reckoning to man and nationality? Are you ready for the reckoning, and the reckoning, and the reckoning? Get ready for the reckoning to man and nationality. Cause you're a slave in Cairo and a pharaoh in the Nile. Hey! You're a human trafficker and you're a missing child. Hey! You're a hanging judge and you're the one condemned to die. So get ready for the reckoning in man and nationality.
The Lights Out there with their song Trip off their latest release, which you will be able to get your hot little hands on Saturday at Brooklyn Boulders in Somerville. And you'll be able to get that off of a beer can, which still kind of blows my mind. I feel like I'm being super Grandpa Simpson about this, but I was unaware that that was a thing. And of course, The Lights Out are the first band that you're hearing about it. They made it a thing.
They made it a thing.
They created a thing. I think it's the first time that a band has ever...
I'm wondering if I've heard of that before.
I don't think I have.
Me neither.
I mean, granted, you know.
Now I've heard everything.
Those crazy rock and roll innovators.
I'm telling you.
Those crazy rock and roll innovators.
What
the Lights Out.
What time is that all going down? I didn't look there.
I believe the doors are opening at 7.
Oh.
And
eight.
Music starts at 8.
Doors at 8.
Doors at
they
8.
They go on around 10, 10:30.
Right. Oh. Miss Suze with the info.
She's in the know and she doesn't even live here.
They're my first stop.
She's from
on
my hometown.
Saturday music expedition.
My other hometown. One of my hometowns.
Oakland, California.
Yeah. I lived there for 10 years.
And along with Miss Suze having a lot of the info, Ms. Paula has a lot of the info.
I
understand that you have a concert report that you can give to us.
I do. Am I up?
You're up, lovey.
Okay, then let's begin with tomorrow evening, November 10th, International Pop Overthrow, with Kevin William, American Beauties, Try, Ships Have Sailed. This is an ongoing thing, so I guess it started tonight. Okay.
Yes.
The Corrections in Biltmore at PA's Lounge in Somerville. The Sonics, the Itchies, Atlantic Thrills, and the Salem Wolves are at Fett Music Hall for our friends down in Providence. And also we have the Goddamn Gallows, Gallows Bound, Tiger Man, 10-foot polecats are at the Middle East Up. Okay? Friday, November 11th, the Long Riders and Cactus Attack are at Once Ballroom. I must ask about Cactus Attack. Have you seen Cactus Attack?
I have not seen Cactus Attack.
I keep
Attack.
Reporting on them, and I've never seen them, but I was curious as to...
That name is amazing.
I like the name. That's why I was thinking maybe I need to go have a Cactus Attack.
There's awesomeness at Atwood's on Friday as well.
Is there? Do I have that? What do you got?
Janae Halstead.
Oh, cool.
And Tim Guerin.
Right on. Always good show.
Indeed.
That's going to be fun, yeah. Thank you for that. I also have Love Love is at the Plow. And who doesn't love Love Love?
I love Love Love.
I love Love Love. If you've never seen them live, you need to see them live because they're amazing. Like, really. Let's see. So it's Love Love is at the Plow and Stars. Stars Like Ours and The Other Girls and Emily Grogan Band are at Sally O'Brien's. Oh, I see what I did there. Love Love is at the Plow. Stars Like Ours and Other Girls and Emily Grogan are at Sally O'Brien's. Sprained Ankles and Stop Calling Me Frank are at the Midway. I'll be all right. It's been a long day.
Stop calling me Frank.
Stop calling me Frank. Frank. What do we got? Mercury on Mars, The Hose, Psychic Dogs, and The Digs are at Club Bohemia. Do you know where that is?
Club Bohemia, yes. Yeah. That is the downstairs at the Cantab.
Yes, it's the downstairs portion of the Cantab. It's fun. And the Jody Moore Band is Rock in the C Note in Hall. She's a dear friend. She's cute as a button. Go see Jody. Saturday, November 12th, Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys are at the Lizard in Cambridge. International Pop Overthrow again is continuing with Arthur Nassen, Michael Oliver, the Sacred Band, Hummingbird Syndicate, The Brigands, Fire King, and The Force, and 145 are at PA's. That's a great show. The Silks are at Atwood's.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Sean Colvin is at the Cabot Theater in Beverly.
Whoa.
The Welch Boys, Penalty Kill, Barroom Heroes, Zero Rights, and Words of Truth. Snag the 4:30 slot at the Midway. in JP. Yeah, I like the matinee shows. They're fun. Let's see. Oh, the Rock and Roll Flea Market is at Kodo.
Very cool.
Yeah, up in Salem. So there's going to be tons of cool rock and roll stuff for sale, so you can buy it.
And it's a great time of year for doing it. I know there are a lot of different holidays that are happening in November and December.
Yeah.
And if you happen to have a holiday that you're celebrating with gifts, then the rock and roll...
They do have nifty stuff that you cannot find anywhere else.
And a lot of times you'll be able to buy pieces of art and crafts from the makers themselves, which I always feel is really special to be able to put cash money in someone's hand and then receive from them something that they have made themselves.
Me too. I totally support that idea. It's great. It's for, and you can find gifts for that person who has everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I got to get this for blah, 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 because it's perfect.
Yes.
They do. They have the things.
No more gift cards.
No more gift cards. I know, that's what I do. I'm pathetic.
Some people, you got to do it. But if you'd like to find something special, a little unique, then
I still have gifts I haven't given from last year. That's how sad I am. It's like, maybe I'll see you someday, but I won't have the gift on me, so it sits in my room. Well, I don't know, it's pretty sad.
Now it belongs to you.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, is it?
That was a lot more dramatic than I was expecting it to be.
My
apologies. No. That's hilarious.
I was just getting to the concept. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll bring it back. I'll make it happen again. It's all right.
Oh, laughing's good. All right, what do we got? Sunday, November 13th, Jay Allen's Mess Around is at the Plow. Have you been?
I haven't.
Super fun.
So what's the mess around?
The mess around is when all these crazy musicians come in and mess around. And
quite literally, it sounds like.
It's late on a Sunday night, and it's just it's perfect because it's kind of silly, but it's talent and it's fun. And I don't know who's involved this time.
It's a musical mess around.
It's Justine Kowalt is one of them. Oh, it's a total music mess around.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I wasn't sure what you meant by mess around.
Last time I was there. Oh no. I do concert reports, silly.
Have you ever been to the mess around?
It was Muck from Muck and the Myers was last time.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it's really fun. Good way to start the week. And then we have another cool show, The Spearmint Sea, Uranium Daughters and Cold Expectations are at O'Brien's in Alston. And Lyle Brewer is at Atwood's. Monday we have Charlie Don't Surf is at Once. Fun show. And then I understand Dennis Brennan is back doing his residency at The Lizard.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So if anybody, do you have anything to add? Sorry, I keep...
Well, Saturday, there's also a show at the Midway, The Rationals, Sinnet, and I think a couple more.
Yeah.
And, of course, The Lights Out at Brooklyn Boulders.
That's right.
That's right. That sounds like fun. Is that an earlier thing to be? No, it's a later thing.
And Jennifer Kimball is at Toad.
Okay.
Yes, the show that you are referring to at the Midway is The Rationals, Sinnet, Peter Bazell, The Academy, and Love, Love. I think we talked about Love, Love, did we not?
Yes, we love, love, love.
Busy, love, love.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good deal. Yeah, I did the matinee slot. I didn't do the later that night slot because you're going to be at Kodo and Salem.
Well, laying down the law.
No way.
Paula's so demanding.
I know. I purposely leave bands. No, I don't. I don't do that.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
you never
I'm
would.
I'm not like that.
You aren't. It's true. You're too kind.
I'm too kind. So go out and support local music.
Paula.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Pam.
We love having you.
I love sharing the waves with you.
Surfing. We're out here surfing. Surfing USA.
And your cool friend from Oakland.
That's right.
Indeed.
That's right.
I don't know if I still claim Boston as home. Even though I grew up in Nebraska, and then I moved to Boston.
Oh, you did?
Boston's home.
Cool.
Big love for Boston right here.
Indeed.
And I understand you've got some more local music that you wanted to play for us from your private collection.
Exactly.
You like how I put that?
Yes, indeed. We're gonna head back to the 90s.
Oh, are we?
The glorious 90s of Boston rock and roll. This is a band called Talking to Animals, which was one of my favorites in the mid-90s. They've got they had an album called Manhole, and the song is Everlasting Ache.
their song Breathe.
It's all true.
Off Per Second, Per Second, Per Second, Every Second.
They always named albums quite fabulously.
What are other examples?
I should know. I mean, the band continues on. This one is from, I think this one's from 2003, 2005.
Wheat.
It's true.
Wheat. I do like that WH combo. It's just very satisfying to pronounce. Wheat. Splashdown with Iron Spy off Half World. And we started off that set with Talking to Animals, Everlasting Ache off their album Manhole. Something else that's
from
very satisfying
the
90s. To say. From the 90s. From the 90s.
I know, I like saying that, from the 90s.
Welcome to the 90s. Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. Miss Suze is here with me.
From Oakland, California.
But previously from?
Originally Nebraska, then Boston.
Boston.
For a long time.
A long time. A long loving time loving the Boston music scene.
It's true. 1994 to 2014.
That's right. That is correct.
It's all true.
And we are just delighted to have you here with your private collection.
You are goddamn delightful to allow me to be here.
It is a treat. A treat, I tell you. So I understand that we have some more music coming up. Some Miss Janae Halstead.
Playing at Atwood's on Friday.
Boom.
One of my favorites. She's lovely.
She is lovely. And this particular song is off her EP, Edge of the World. The song itself is called Shovel.
Some love bleeds, some wrap around you so you can't breathe. Bet you never guess which one I'd be. Oh, I won't put the shovel down. Some ghosts rattle, some ghosts scream. You sound just like a human being. The closer I get, the less I see. Oh, I won't put the shovel.
Speed. already begun. First circles just been spun too fast for it to let me off, too fast for it to stop. So soon the seas approach, always so full of hope. Too much enough to keep you close, all in the gone before you know. No. Just let go.